says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are, 48 hours after the big event. This is the Trump phenomenon on November 10, 2016. And we will talk tonight about the continuing repercussions from the biggest political event in our lives, but for many of us, maybe the biggest event, period, in our lives. And that is true, we're finding out in Europe, as we get the reaction from Europe, and we'll talk about that tonight. Someone who really is familiar with the European scene is a very frequent European traveler, Paul Fromm, who's with us tonight. Paul, thank you.
Oh, yes. It's almost, in some areas, as hysterical as in North America. I was reading Toronto's, or Canada's, main neocon, relatively conservative paper called The National Post. Author after author, I mean, they're spluttering. Not every one, but most of them are just spluttering with rage, and they don't get it. They say that they're getting all sorts of emails or people mocking them for the fact that their polls were so wrong. I see no analysis. Now, there may be articles I haven't read, but I don't see any of them say, "Well, how do we get it so wrong?" Or do they know that they know all along that these weren't polls, that these were just this was wishful thinking put out as polls in the hopes that it would discourage us? Here's the beginning of Andrew Coyne's front page comment in today's National Post. First off, some congratulations are in order. Donald Trump's election may be a defeat for Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, pollsters, pundits, blacks, Hispanics, Muslims, and the Baltic states. But it is a thrilling victory for Sean Hannity and the and his approach to journalism, for Ann Coulter and the approach to race relations that she represents, and for Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, throw the dagger in there.
And he goes ranting and raving about, well, of course, yes, people may have a justifiable point about about arrogant elites and so on, but they're throwing out the whole order just to punish elites, and they're valuing ignorance over knowledge, and they continue to console themselves that only people with less than a university education voted for Trump, which of course isn't the truth, but that's what they're trying to put out there, that if you voted for Trump, it must be because you're stupid or you're a member of the Klan.
Well, and now, Paul, what you just read, I think fits into a picture I'll paint right here. Was that George that I heard chiming in?
Well, George is here.
Hey, George. I thought I heard you. I thought I heard your voice. Thank you so much for...
Yeah, let me just read the last line from Kevin McDonald. Outstanding articles, but his last line is, "While obviously a lot of work needs to be done, this is a glorious day."
Yes. And I'll throw my... two bits worth in, and that is, visualize it this way, folks. The forces of good have beaten our enemies, but we have the continuing problem is that our enemies are still all there. This is not like a shooting war where the enemies are dead or they've been disarmed. The enemies are not dead, They are not disarmed. They are all still in place. The media, the treasonous media, is still entirely in place. They're discredited with many of us, but they are entirely in place. And so it would be naive to think that they are going to now go along with their defeat. They're not. They're going to continue fighting, scratching, biting, cheating, lying. So we can anticipate that both on the European side, Paul, and then on our side. Then also, all of these operatives, all of these Trotskyites and Marxists and Alinskyites, they're still in place. And we see them at work tonight across America with riots and fairly not yet full-blown, but riots, burning cars, bashing police cars. I don't know, I guess you could call that a full-blown riot. Attacks on white people. These are nasty things. There are some videos surfacing of white people being attacked by the enemies of freedom. And I hope that those, and we're in an awkward moment here in the next 70 days or so. Donald Trump is not the executive, so he can't take action on what we see right now. He might be, he's even limited probably in what he can comment, how much he can say. Right now, his imperative is to set up his transition team, to set up his departments. And but sad to say, Barack Hussein Obama is still the executive, and all of this nastiness going on across the United States, it's his responsibility to stop it. And so that's a fairly bleak prospect there. So let's, Paul, I wanted to, there's some very good, on this side, we've got the great commentary by Tom Sunick of the American Freedom Party and Dr. Kevin B. McDonald of the American Freedom Party. We'll use those two commentaries as evaluations and reactions to the election on our side. On the European side, there are some excellent articles that are in the press today. And there's a very good column out today also from Pat Buchanan. I've got it right here. I just printed it. Pat Buchanan's title is Memo to Trump, Action This Day. In victory, magnanimity, he quotes Winston Churchill. Donald Trump should be magnanimous and gracious toward those whom he defeated this week, but his first duty is to keep faith with those who put their faith in him. The protests, riots, and violence that have attended his triumph in city after city should only serve to steel his resolve. With two E's there in steel. As for promptings that he reach out and reassure those upset by his victory and trim or temper his agenda to pacify them, Trump should reject the poisoned chalice. This is the same old con. Trump should take as models the Democrats FDR and LBJ. Franklin Roosevelt, who had savaged Herbert Hoover as a big spender, launched his own New Deal in his first 100 days. History now hails his initiative and resolve. Lyndon Johnson exploited his landslide over Barry Goldwater in 1964 to erect his Great Society in 1965. The Voting Rights Act, Medicare, and Medicaid. He compromised on nothing and got it all. Even those who turned on him for Vietnam still celebrate his domestic achievements. Buchanan speaking a little bit ironically here, folks, of course. President Nixon's great regret was that he did not bomb Hanoi and mine Haiphong in 1969 instead of waiting until 1972 and bring the Vietnam War to an earlier end and with fewer U.S. casualties. I'm going to skip a paragraph, then say, action this day was the scribbled command of Prime Minister Churchill on his notepads in World War II. This should be the motto of the first months of a Trump presidency. For the historic opportunity he and the Republican Party have been given by his stunning and unanticipated victory of November 8th, well, not unanticipated here on the Trump Phenomenon program, will not last long. His adversaries and enemies in politics and the press are only temporarily dazed and reeling. This great opening should be exploited now. Few anticipated Tuesday morning what would have what we would have today, a decapitated Democratic Party. That's what you were saying yesterday, George. With the Obamas and Clintons gone or going, Joe Biden with them, no national leader rising, and only the power of obstruction, of which the nation has had enough. The GOP, however, on January 20, will control both houses of Congress and the White House, with the real possibility of remaking the Supreme Court in the image of the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan have indicated they are willing to work with President Trump. There is nothing to prevent the new GOP from writing history. In his first months, Trump could put a seal on American politics as indelible as that left by Ronald Reagan. Now, folks, you can be sure that Donald John Trump reads Pat Buchanan. So consider this as having been read by Donald Trump. A partial agenda. First, he should ignore any importunings by President Obama to permit passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership in a lame duck session and let the trade deal sink by year's end. On January 20th, he should have vetted and ready to nominate to the High Court a brilliant constitutionalist and strict constructionist. He should act to end interference with the Dakota Access Pipeline and call on Congress to reenact legislation vetoed by Obama to finish the Keystone XL pipeline. Then he should repeal all Obama regulations that unnecessarily restrict the production of the oil, gas, and clean coal necessary to make America energy independent again. He goes on about that a little bit. He should order new actions to seal the southern border, start the wall, and begin visible deportations of felons who are in the country illegally. There are 2 million of them, folks. Oh, and more. Two of them that have been convicted. How many more who have not been convicted? With a new education secretary, he should announce White House intent to work for repeal of Common Core and announce the introduction of legislation to put federal resources behind the charter schools that have proven to be a godsend to inner city black children. He doesn't need to repeal, unless I'm mistaken, there's no need to repeal Common Core. It's not federal law. All he needs to do is abolish it. Just take his pen out and say Common Core, dead. Over. That's all he has to do. Common Core is just an administrative action by the federal government. It's not the law of the land. Nothing to repeal. But I think, Pat, we know what Pat means. He should propose an immediate tax cut for U.S. corporations with $2 to $3 trillion in unrepatriated profits abroad. We'll bring the money home and invest it in America to the benefit of our economy and our treasury. He should, I like this, this is nice, he should take the president's phone and pen and begin the rewriting or repeal of every Obama executive order that does not comport with the national interest or political philosophy of the GOP. Trump should announce a date soon for repeal and replacement of Obamacare and introduction of his new tax and trade legislation to bring back manufacturing and create American jobs. And then the end here, Donald Trump said in his campaign that this is America's last chance. If we lose this one, he said, we lose the country. The president-elect should ignore his more cautious counselors and act with the urgency of his declared beliefs. Beautiful.
Yeah, and so, I think there's already efforts to try to take momentum away from Trump. These street protests. Now, my good videographer friend Brian Rue is going to one in Vancouver tonight. Whether it'll be violent or not, we don't know. But there are fairly substantial protests last night in Seattle, Washington, New York, and Chicago. And apparently, there were several people shot near the one in Seattle. So the street left, the street crazies are out there. And it was interesting to see the flags that were flown in New York City yesterday at the protests. Of course, the hammer and sickle of communism, the rainbow flag of the homosexual revolt, and then just other assorted, communist weirdo flags. I mean, this isn't the real America, but the street people. And I saw one internet.
Oh, and Paul, speaking of communists.
Soros.
Yeah, speaking of communists and weirdos, out there in the street, Lady Gaga standing on a New York City sanitation department truck in front of Trump Tower. boy, what an ugly woman, it's Lady Gaga. And then alongside her, everybody's favorite, Cher. I got you, babe. So the
I think she got too much many drugs back in the 60s. You know, if anybody would like me to send this list to them, I don't want to take up our time by reading it all tonight, but email me at paul@paulfromm.com. I think we've got a list of all the entertainment celebrities who promised to leave the country. Well, I think they should be held to it. Bryan Cranston of Breaking Bad, Samuel L. Jackson, Lena Dunham, Neve Campbell. Well, she's Canadian. She says she's going to come back to Canada or maybe go to a mental hospital. No, actress Natasha Lyonne said she would hightail it to a mental hospital. Trump won, as you mentioned, Cher. And then that twerking sensation with the longest tongue this side of the snake in the Garden of Eden, Miley Cyrus. She said she was bawling and said she's going to leave the country. Barbara Streisand said she'd come to Canada. Oh, I hope not. I hope not. Nayo, I don't know what that is, but comedian Amy Schumer says she's going to move to Spain. Chelsea Handler says she's already bought a house in another country, unnamed. Jon Stewart of The Daily Show, he's threatening to leave. Whoopi Goldberg, Keegan-Michael Key said he'd come to Canada. And then George Lopez, he's a Hispanic comedian, supposedly, said that Trump won't have to worry about immigration. If he takes the White House, we'll all go back. Oh, please, 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 and don't let the door hit you on your way out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes, it's wonderful. And now, more wonderful, now we've got a couple of – here's a surprise call here, Paul. We're going to talk about the European reaction here to this wonderful victory by our man, Donald Trump. And a surprise call here. President Vladimir Putin is on line five. President Putin, you're on the air.
Good evening, my friends in America, especially Paul, James, and George. We want to tell you the reaction in Russia to the election of President-elect Donald J. Trumpsky. We are very pleased. We know now that there will be no war between our great countries. We know now that that pig, Hillary Clinton, who favored late-term abortions, now knows what it's like to be aborted at the last moment before her delivery. So she's getting a little bit of her own treatment.
Also, President Putin, we have heard that really the Russian view is that Hillary Clinton was really angling to start World War III.
We are very much aware of that. She had with her many neocons. But I would give a little bit of warning to Mr. Trumpsky, President-elect. Make sure that you put no neocons in your cabinet. We do not like Newt Gingrich, and we are leery of Julie Annie, we think something might be up his sleeve besides his love for Donald J. Trumpsky. Let's make sure they are not in cabinet. Well, I will sign off and say, from the people of Russia to the people of America, we are so glad that we can make America great again.
Thank
you.
Das vidaniya.
All right.
Das vidaniya. All right, we'll take a break, folks. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Well, folks, it looks as if.
And I
they may not
be. Downhill like
one who agrees with that sentiment is Marine Le Pen, and here is what she on Tuesday evening, here's what Marine Le Pen tweeted to Donald Trump. She tweeted in French, Félicitations au nouveau président des États-Unis, Donald Trump, et au peuple américain libre, Marine Le Pen. And that translates to
the free Americans. We like that. Marine Le Pen, you're on my team.
Right. Congratulations to the new American president of the United States, Donald Trump, and to the American people, the free American people. Go ahead, Paul.
And, you know, guess who's already on his way flying to the United States right now to assist Donald Trump? Nigel Farage of UKIP.
Yes, and let's go to Nigel Farage.
I saw that on the internet. well, you know, those are all good. The rather interesting is the near hysteria coming out of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes, well, let's go to your Nigel Farage. We'll get to the hystericals in a moment, but let's go to the heroes first. Nigel Farage, and folks, if you remember that speech that Trump gave, remember when he was still, you know, campaigning at his rally, I think it was in Alabama. Nigel Farage got up on the stage. He traveled around in Donald Trump's jet, I believe, but he gave some great speeches.
That's right.
Donald Trump. An indication of the man, you know, who is Donald Trump? What is the measure of the man? He immediately hit it off and liked Nigel Farage. He immediately incorporated Nigel Farage into his retinue and into his, you know, his team. That's a better term here. Here it is. UKIP's interim leader, this is at theguardian.com, Nigel Farage hailed what he described as a revolution in America that had eclipsed the referendum vote to leave the European Union. Very generous statement by Nigel, because he was the leader of that resistance in Europe. He said, this is his tweet. He tweeted, looks like 2016 is going to be the year of two big political revolutions. He said Donald Trump would be bigger than Brexit. Then he said, let's see here. Well, then there's a left-wing reaction here. I'll leave that. We'll leave that for later, because we're going to talk about the heroes for a moment. But also in Austria, Heinz Christian Strache, the leader of Austria's right-wing populist Freedom Party, congratulated the U.S. president-elect via his Facebook feed. He wrote, bit by bit, this is Heinz Christian Strache, bit by bit, the political left and the out-of-touch and corrupt establishment is being punished by voters and driven from the seats of power. That's a good thing, because the law comes from the people. Once again, Austrian mainstream media, which has been campaigning against Trump, get that, the Austrian media, campaigning against Trump for weeks, and which prematurely declared Hillary Clinton the victor, were embarrassed by the voting public. Here's another reaction from Europe. In Hungary, the president of Hungary, Viktor Orban, the hardline nationalist leader of Hungary, said Trump's victory was great news. Quote, democracy is still alive, unquote, he said. In Germany, Frauke Petri, the leader of Germany's right-wing populist Alternative für Deutschland, said the result was encouraging, as it could herald a political sea change in Europe too. She said, Frauke Petri, quote, it was high time that in the United States of America, people who feel disaffected withdrew their vote for the political establishment. We'll come back with more of this right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back. We have with us Paul Fromm in Canada and George in Maryland. I'm James Kelso. This show is sponsored by the American Freedom Party. You can find our party at theamericanfreedomparty.us. Please consider joining the party. A bunch of listeners to this show have, in fact, become members of the American Freedom Party, and we certainly encourage you. If you like what you read from folks like Dr. Kevin B. McDonald, one of the directors of our party, or Dr. Tom Sunick, lend a hand. Join the party. It's only $25. It's really easy to join. The boy, more good news from Europe. And gentlemen, you know, on this show, I think we've been at the forefront. Maybe others have done as well. But we were really the champions of the idea that Donald Trump was forging a transatlantic alliance of European peoples, and that he would lead, he would inspire. And folks, it's happening. With the reactions I'm going to read to you, I've read to you earlier, and I'm going to read you some more reactions. These all came within the first 24 hours after Donald Trump's election, and from folks like Marine Le Pen, Geert Wilders, Nigel Farage. I'm going to read you some more. The Frauke Petri, and the in these these people are all, our European cousins, are saluting Donald Trump. They're praising the victory. They're ecstatic over it. And which is remarkable, Paul, when you consider that among our European cousins, our reputation among them after Bush 1 and Bill Clinton and Bush 2 and Obama is pathetic. They have very little respect for us in Europe, folks, after that dismal performance on our part. So the fact that they have just lit up like Roman candles at the election of Donald Trump is really remarkable. Let me read a couple for you. This is Geert Wilders, the leader of the Dutch Party for Freedom. He, Donald Trump, reclaimed democracy for the American people. It can indeed be an enormous incentive in Europe and the Netherlands to see that if people start moving in a certain direction, it can be done. He said, and then paraphrasing him, now, he said, national leaders across Europe will have to contend with Trump's ideas, and that means they will also have to engage with European far-right parties that share the same skepticism toward open borders for people and trade. Quoting Geert Wilders, he said, they have to take us seriously. Now, listen carefully. Politics will never be the same again after yesterday. That was Tuesday. I'm sure about that. It's a kind of new era that we entered. Isn't that amazing, Paul?
That is amazing. You know, up here in Canada, we're in a long, slow race for leadership of the Conservative Party. And it won't be decided until sometime middle of next year. But one of the interesting candidates who's throwing her beret into the ring is a member of Parliament named Kelly Leach. And she got a lot of media raspberries because she would like to see a test for anti-Canadian attitudes among would-be immigrants and refugees. Oh, you know, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. She said that she's very encouraged by Trump's election, and she wants to go down to Washington and meet him. She's, you know, the one person who's not shying away. Much of the Canadian establishment is, I mean, they are apoplectic. They're going, it can't happen this way. The polls said.
Let me tell you how fast Marine Le Pen was to jump on board the Trump train Tuesday night. And she was following, just as we were live on the show here, when she saw the battleground states pulling away for Donald Trump, she tweeted her congratulations to Donald Trump right away, right when the tide was turning. Here's what she said. She said, they have rejected, that's us, they have rejected the status quo, Le Pen, leader of the far-right National Front, said later in the day, vowing to repeat Trump's feat in France. Isn't that a... nice. She said, what happened last night was not the end of the world. It was the end of a world.
Very good.
And then the article. And by the way, I'm reading this, George, to all of our amazement. This is being written in the Washington Compost. I'm reading from the Washington Post.
Well, there's something about the Compost will write these things when the ultra left takes a, you know, has an obvious disaster, they'll publish it. You know, yeah. 20 minutes later, they'll be defecating on us again, but they do publish these things.
Now, continuing with the article, Le Pen far outpolls President Francois Hollande ahead of springtime elections. And we'll be covering those here on the Trump phenomenon, folks, because the Trump phenomenon, as you can see, is sweeping Europe. And though it remains unclear whether she can pull off an outright victory, fewer people are now ruling it out after the Trump upset. There you go, see? And then someone writes in this article, if ISIS throws three bombs at Paris between the first and second round of the elections, then it's Le Pen, said Ulrika Guerot, director of the Department for European Policy. I'm going to tell you where she is. I'll read you another, let me go back to that article. It was surveying the European parties and their reactions. Let's see here. I've got it right here, I think. Let's go to another nation in this cavalcade. here we go. We got France. We got Germany, Hungary. Let's go to Italy. I wanted to cover Italy. We covered Austria. Geert Wilders in the Netherlands. In Italy, Trump's victory gave a boost to the country's right-wing and populist parties just weeks before a critical referendum on the Constitution that will determine the fate of Italy's center-left Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. Beppe Grillo, the former comedian and the leader of the anti-establishment five-star movement, he pointed out, blah, 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 I'm going to skip through. He said the establishment had failed to realize that people no longer read newspapers and they do not watch television for news. The real heroes, Beppe Grillo said, were the misfits and failures that were driving the tandem movements, sending a big F you to the... Okay.
Mr. Grillo gets it for sure.
Yeah. He said, we got to Nigel Farage in the UK. And so there you go. That's a little brief survey. I wanted to get to the Swedes. I don't have a quote from the Swedish Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna, but I'm sure they're jumping up and down with delight. And Ireland and Scotland, I'm sure, are on fire. It's just wonderful what's happened worldwide. Now, let me take a turn to our callers here. Let me just see if I've got them holding anybody up. Let's go to a caller, Tim in Wyoming. Are you still with us, Tim?
Yes, sir, I am. Hello.
Hi.
Tim.
Hello. Yeah, hi. I'm glad to hear. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, I totally forgot the subject I called about because of the length of time I waited on hold. But I wanted to say one quick thing. The Europeans that have chimed in, so to speak, to support, you know, our president-elect, have, in my opinion, I think a lot of them are being they're conceding victory, so to speak. A lot of them, you know, they're saying, "Well, we have to be nice to him now because he's a, you know, quote leader of the free world," end quote, which we know isn't true. But the fact of the matter is, the people that run most of the countries in the world, if they were behind them in the first place, their countries would have been better off.
Okay, now Tim, let me.
Sorry.
Yeah, Tim, yeah. Let me add some information here. The people I just quoted, you may not be that familiar with those personalities. They are not the governments of Europe. These are the outsiders.
I know who Marie Le Pen is. She's the leader of the opposition. Yeah.
Their admiration for Donald Trump has been continuous throughout his campaign. This is not reluctant on their part. That was one of the things I wanted to convey. This is eager.
That's his door.
Right, Tim.
I'm actually in my car getting ready to drive somewhere. I have my headset on, though. Don't worry.
But Tim,
I'm going to try not to run over anybody on the way.
Their enthusiasm, Tim. I can tell you, and this is wonderful news because it's enthusiastic and support. For what's happened. They're delighted because they're recognizing the reality. And we're going to go to Vladimir Putin in just a moment here. They're realizing that the two largest white populations, European populations on Earth, are America by far, and then far behind us, Russia, and then behind the Russians, the Germans. Those are the three biggest white populations. So if America is going down the drain demographically, if we are in racial decline, this is horrible news for Europe, and the Europeans know it. And so when America shows that we are willing to defend ourselves and save our nation to make America great again, this is so encouraging for, you know, like some of these European nations I mentioned, the populations are quite small in comparison with ours. So this is all – it's very good news. And let me add this, Tim. This wasn't, you know, baked in the cake. It's quite possible that they might have, you know, after Trump's election, they might not have been jumping up and down with enthusiasm for Donald Trump. And so I am so pleased to see that the way George says, they got the memo. They get it. They get it that this is our last chance, really, as a people worldwide. We've got to defend ourselves. We've got to defend our nations. And so what we're doing, what's happening, it's a worldwide awakening. We're coming together as European people, realizing that what we're defending is our very kind, our very existence, our future. you know, our children. We're we're defending our very lives and these economic questions and, you know, stock markets and you know, this and that and the other and, you know, Common Core, for example. These are side issues. They're important, especially as they pertain to our survival as a people. But the main issue, which Donald Trump just hit it head on like a Caterpillar D8 bulldozer, he just hit it head on. We have to control. A nation without borders is not a nation. And by the way, folks, one of the people who's been saying that most loudly and most effectively on the campaign trail is Rudy Giuliani. So, you know, when Rudy Giuliani does something good and right and brilliant, that's all I can say is it's good, it's right, and it's brilliant. If he does something stupid, well, then we'll call it stupid. But that's brilliant. And even Newt has been saying things, you know, also along those lines. So, well, of course, all of us, we're going to, you know, be very, very careful and very, very, we're going to scrutinize all the people. And this is a big danger. Tom Sunick talked about this in a post he made yesterday, that we've got to watch out for brown nosers, people who will be trying to gather around Trump, suck up to Trump, brown nose, trying to get into the administration. And of course, that's just what Pat Buchanan just said. He said, you know, what did he say, Paul? It was something he said, turn away that spurn, that toxic chalice.
Yeah.
Don't take the cup. So, but anyway, Tim, thank you very much. And thank you for calling in here. Let me go to Vladimir Putin's actual words here. President Putin called the show at the beginning of the show, if you missed it. But here's what he sent. Vladimir Putin sent a congratulatory message to Donald Trump on the occasion of winning the presidential election in the United States. He said, Vladimir Putin expressed his hope to work together for the removal of Russian, this is a machine translation, so I'll have to edit this, for the improvement of Russian-American relations from the current crisis, as well as addressing the pressing issues of the international agenda and a search for effective responses to global security challenges. This is being machine translated from Russian, which is a pretty hazardous thing to do. Russian president also expressed confidence that building a constructive dialogue between Moscow and Washington, which is based on principles of equality, mutual respect, and taking into account the actual positions of each other in the interests of our peoples and the world community. Putin wished, this is how the machine translation, you know, when Vladimir Putin called in, he said, Donald Trumpsky. Well, that's pretty good, Vladimir, because in the machine translation, it comes out, Putin wished Donald Trumpu, success in such important work at the head of the state. Anyway, basically that means Donald or Vladimir Putin said, well done, and let's have peace. You know,
have to say is instantly the temperature of the world just went down about 20 degrees. So
yes.
Our lovely Obama people and for God's sake, you know, what kind of animals are in the State Department right now? They want to start World War III with Russia, and now they can't do it. They can't do it. Too bad.
Yeah. Let's go to another caller. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Yes, congratulations, James, and to RBN and all your listeners and all the callers. And I just want to say this, James. I'm the one that told you over a year ago that Trump's going to win this presidency. I'm sure you remember that. I kept telling you.
You
Trump's
did, Tom.
I thought,
you did
Tom. Tom, I thought I told you.
Well, I think we told each other, James, but I was with you.
Yes, we did.
They came out the elevator. And
yep.
I kept telling everybody who was listening, your audience, that Trump's going to win this thing because I'm living in South Florida, and I knew what was going to happen here. And I wanted to give a little shout-out to the Cuban community in South Florida because they did come out for Trump. But I want to say this, James. I want Clooney. I want that clown, Stephanopoulos. Clooney, Stephanopoulos, the other De Niro, that imbecile, and all these idiots to get out of my country and let them go up there to Canada where Paul's at and let them take a couple of illegals with them under each arm. I want them to take all these illegals out of here And listen, the first thing, James, I want you to pressure on your audience.
Well, but I mean, why Canada? Why Canada? Why not Somalia? Why not?
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not going to argue, James.
No, let's go to Nigeria.
Lopez is going back to Mexico. That's good.
The Clintons, of course, who love Haiti. The Clintons who love Haiti so much. Yeah, that's sure. Yeah, absolutely. Take all the Clinton Foundation. Yep.
I'm losing my train of thought. But, James, listen, I actually had tears in my eyes when they finally called Pennsylvania. It was the greatest. I think it's one of the greatest nights of my life, without a doubt. It ranks in the top two. And I got to tell you this, James. This was magnificent. But like you said, James, I want to tell you this. I don't know if you listened to Michael Savage today, but he said something that really blew me away. I laughed so hard I couldn't stop. When he called the Ku Klux Klan is no more in power, the Ku Klux Klan. I almost fainted when Savage kept saying that. It was amazing.
Well, and I didn't catch Savage's name. But hang on, hey Tom, Tom, do you hear the music? We'll be back.
Yeah.
Right after this break, folks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
We're back, folks, with our last segment.
I got to beware.
And Paul, George, and I will close out the show. I don't think we'll be able to fit any more phone calls in. We're still in the celebration of the greatest political event of any of our lifetimes, and we're watching like everyone else. What we covered tonight, we're watching the reaction. What happens now? And very, very pleased, Paul and George, to see our European cousins have gotten the memo, as George says. They get it about how important Donald Trump is. And let me, some people really stood with Trump from the beginning when he announced, last June. And one was just mentioned, Michael Savage. What a great job Michael Savage has done during the Trump campaign to build up the Donald Trump campaign. And I'll tell you what, Michael Savage has such a big audience, and he has been so powerful, just hammering on the fact that we need Trump. I mean, hammering on it. This election was, you don't want to pat a guy too hard on the head, but, we won, folks, by a small number of votes, 50 to 100,000 votes in Pennsylvania, 50 to 100,000 votes in Michigan, in Wisconsin. And could a show like Michael Savage's have made the difference? Yes, it could. And folks, give yourselves a pat on the back. Did this show make a difference of enough thousands of votes that we actually made a difference? I think we did. Another person who deserves that pat on the back and surely made a difference in this election is Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge, if you look at his page right now, if you looked at it at any time in the last year, it's been wall-to-wall Trump all the way, wall-to-wall. He's hammered on Clinton and the Clintonistas, the Saul Alinskyites who have taken over our country and taken over the media. Matt Drudge took on the two-headed dragon here. He took on the political monster. He also took on the media monster. And Drudge, clearly the most popular, the biggest alternative media pro-American media. And so, we need to thank these. I single out Savage and Drudge. Mike Rivero here on RBN. What a hero Mike Rivero has been and continues to be. He's on the case right now. He's watching in his show. If you listen here on RBN, listen to Mike Rivero. If you haven't started tuning into Mike Rivero, he's covering the fact that these Alinskyites are still trying to steal the election. They're refusing to finish off the count in Arizona and finish off the count in Michigan.
Have they declared Michigan and Arizona yet?
No, they haven't. And of course, these Alinskyites are out in the streets. Classic communist activity is to rough up people up in the streets and destroy civil order. But folks, it ain't going to work. The Patriots have landed. George, thank you. Paul, thank you. We'll see you all again tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss.
go to aftheheart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.